From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I want to talk about something, an incident that happened in County Clare. The guards are investigating this footage. It's circulating online of the incident at a football match, happened on Monday in Kilrush. And in the footage, you can see a match official being helped up off the ground and escorted off the field following an alleged assault. It is under investigation by the guards. There's little we can say about it, but it's not the first time that this has happened. And we've talked about other incidents that have occurred at matches across the country as well. So how do we prevent further incidents similar to this happening again? Kieran Keating is the chairperson of Clare GAA. Kieran is with me here on the programme this afternoon. Kieran, look, I know there's little you can talk about, but this isn't what you want to be talking about after an underage match either.
No, it isn't, Andrea, and thanks for having me on. It certainly isn't, no. I mean, we've lots to talk about often in our games. We've lots of excitement with the All-Ireland semi-final coming up on Sunday against Limerick. Under 20 success there a month ago or so, you know, and they're the kind of things obviously we prefer to be in the media. So certainly we don't like having to talk about things like this, but we must talk about them when they do happen. With regard to the particular incident here, I can't say a whole lot about it because we don't even have the referee's report yet on the game. We'll have that in the next 24 hours or so, and then we'll deal with that. Our CCC, our competitions control committee, will look at that, see if we need to investigate what's reported on it, and make our findings. And if there are infractions that are proven in that, then we'll impose the punishments as set out in our rule book and in our guides. So, you know, it's well covered in our guides as to how much disapproval there is for any infractions on referees and officials. And, you know, it has improved quite a lot in recent years. So that's why you don't hear of this kind of thing happening very often, thankfully, anymore.
You
know,
hear about it though. I mean, I had a quick look back over our call log here earlier today, and probably two or three times a year. No, I'm not saying in County Clare, but you know, in counties across the country, we talk about incidents that maybe not in the same way where there's match officials, but there might be spectators or look, different people, different stakeholders involved in alleged incidents that happened. Just to leave the particular incident you're talking about in Kilrush, leave that to one side, Kieran, for the moment. What is in this rule book? Like, in general, what can clubs or county boards across the country, whose responsibility is it to decide if there's going to be sanctions where there's incidents that occur?
Well, that falls to the CCC, the Competition Control. It's our committee that runs the competition. So it's for us to receive the referee's report on a match and then to deal with any infractions that are reported in that. So that's, you know, and what's in the rule book? The rule book is fairly detailed. I won't try to bore you with all the details. And we have to pore over it regularly enough to clarify exactly what we do. But the sanctions for an offence in particular, with a match official, an umpire, a referee or anything like that, you know, they're the most serious of the sanctions within the rule book because they're seen as the most serious of the offences that can happen. And even more so for a mentor or for a spectator that to interact, you know, that they're doubled on what you get for a player, you know. So
are we talking about bans?
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about bans for years, effectively.
For
2 years, double to 4 years is sort of the maximum, or, you know, 96 weeks,
And if I was at the match in Kilrush, you know, or anywhere in Clare on, you know, this week and a similar incident or, you know, it happens in Limerick the following week, it's the same rule book applies.
Oh, it is. Yes, exactly. The rulebook is national for the 32 counties. Yeah. So it rules with regard to matters like this. And, you know, and they're updated regularly, and you know, there's constant changes every year. We hold Congress and we change rules and so on. And some, you know, this would have been changed only a few years ago in terms of making it more, you know, making the penalties more severe, so that you'll have less and less of these infractions and less of these incidents. But yeah, while you say you look at your logs and you say you've seen a few of them, you know, but there's thousands of games in Clare every year.
Yeah,
no,
Asher,
I know. There's hundreds of thousands of games, you know, so incidents are still rare, unfortunately, but we don't want them at all, you know. And you know, anybody going to our games would say, no, we don't want incidents like this. Even perpetrators will admit afterwards, yeah, we shouldn't have done this, or, you know, I was stupid there or whatever. So, you know, we'll investigate it. We'll do it properly, and we'll sanction if there's proven offences there.
And I'm thinking of, you know, in general for referees today and for match officials across the country, Kieran, and not talking about Clare specifically, but I mean people that are volunteers, you know, or even giving up their time, whether it be in the afternoon or early part of the evening, to go and attend matches and referee and officiate at them, and doing a great job. Like, you know, I suppose incidents like this in general being circulated on line and footage of them, it can be a deterrent for people who want to go down this route.
It can, of course, yeah. And of course, you know, we'll be constantly, every year we'll be recruiting new referees to replace those that are retiring, and because the volume of games that we try to provide for all our young players and adult players, that volume is growing. You know, I mean, we have a strategic plan to give more games to our players, so that requires more referees. And you know, we're trying to have more games where referees have linesmen with them and have umpires with them and so on. So that requires more and more volunteers, people willing to give up their time. And generally people, you know, get behind initiatives and they do it. But, you know, obviously it is a negative thing if people, you know, this is what they see, this is what they hear about. And you know, somebody who might be thinking about it might say, oh, I don't know if I want to get involved there. So that's why it's disappointing to have something like this happen, but you know it has happened. It will be dealt with.
The guards are investigating as well. And you know, as was a separate note too. Paddy Osborne is with us, Kieran. Paddy, of course, is a former coach and referee. I mean, Paddy, for you in the thick of the games and on the sidelines, you've probably experienced incidents. Like in general, is there a lack of respect towards referees?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think like the organisations have definitely improved, you know, they with their policy. I still think they could go a little bit further. I still think prevention is, like, whereas the punishments have increased, I think there's still a bit of work to be done on preventing it. And every club, like every person has a responsibility when they go to a game to behave. We know that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there are people that will cross the line. The clubs have a responsibility to put in place, I've said it before, code of conduct. This is the rules. This is what we'll tolerate. If you breach them, you're either banned from the club or removed from the club, or your child is removed from the club. And you have to be that. And as I said, I've seen over the years, I coached for 17 years and refed for over 10. And I like problems that we had with underage kids and their parents would never go away. They'd always pop up throughout the years as these kids, you know, went up the ranks. The same people that caused trouble, and because of the club's inactiveness to be, you know, take the responsibility. Like, a lot of these people are friends. You know, a lot of people running clubs, it's their pals maybe are coaches or supporters, and it's very difficult if you're in a community and you're having to get rid of somebody, you know. So by having policy in place, it makes it a hell of a lot easier. The one thing that people fail to realise is when a game is over, you know, people might go out and grumble about it, and that's grand. That referee replays that game again and again and again. Could he have done something better? Could he have done something different? Referees are human. Do you all make mistakes? But I can guarantee you, like, when you make a call in a game, and then if something happens, like, you know, similar to maybe the incident in Clare or whatever, like, that lives with you for weeks and maybe
and I know we don't even know the nuts and bones of what happened. I know you're not talking about Monday in particular, but just generally, you mean, Paddy?
It does live with you, and it plays you, and then plays in your mind. And then the thing is, like, it discourages anyone else to get involved, because I've asked people over the years, you know, that they might have disagreed with a decision. No, grant. And thankfully, I've had way more positives than negatives. But you'd ask people, would you not get involved? Hey, you're mad, like, you know. And put up with that crap. And there lies the problem. But yet them same people are saying, I wouldn't worry about that. They could be vociferous on the line or whatever as well. You know, they're not helping your job. And it's a very lonely place as a referee, particularly in a sport where you don't have umpires or linesmen or referees assistants or whatever. It's a very lonely place for you to be on that field. And it can feel very dangerous at times as well when you have a lot of angry people, whether they're kids and then their parents are angry on the line or adult players. And you're making a decision that might trigger some person who's maybe having a bad day in their life or, you know, things are not going right. And you're there, so you're very, very vulnerable. So it's up to the organisations, as I said, from the clubs up, to put in place as much preventative stuff as possible to stop an incident. And there will be more incidents. It's going to continue. You can't eradicate the whole thing, but you can improve it, I think.
Martin Quilley is with us, Paddy. Martin, of course, is a Kilkenny-based GAA and Camogie referee as well, Martin. Like, do you agree with Paddy on that? Like, is it a lonely place, refereeing matches?
Oh God, Andrea, yeah. As Paddy outlined there, especially if you're going, as most referees are, and I know John O'Connell is going out doing a match this evening, whether it's underage or whatever, and more than likely he's going to the place on his own again. Because unless it's an adult big game or anything that's going on, you're not going to have your team of officials with you, you're not going to have linesmen there to assist you. So you're basically there on your own, and if it's a local derby even between two underage clubs, you know yourself that you can have a decent enough crowd is there, and you know it can get boisterous. But I totally agree with Paddy. Preventative measures certainly have to be put down, but I think the boards themselves need to look at the discipline issues that's going on, because while there is committees in place that deals with this, and they will deal with it under 7.2c of the GAA rule book, there's nearly too much grey area that's there. And when you have an offender, whether it be a coach or a parent or a player, it's like any court of law as well. They're always looking for that small little bit of a mistake, a technicality, some sort of a loophole that's going to get them off and get them away with what's been done. And I think that in lies the bigger problem, because a referee can only do his job. He can send in his match report, as he always does, and it's dealt with then by the committees. Mm. But the committees can only do so much as well. If people are looking for loopholes to get off with technicalities, well, then that all has to be tightened up as well to protect our referees.
Yeah, no, Kieran Keating that was with us a few moments ago, you know, Kieran talked about the fact that, and we're not talking specifically, as I said, about that particular incident in Clare, but just more generally, Martin, the rule book is there, the rule book applies to all 32 counties, and he says it's quite clear, you know, if sanctions are ever required to be handed down, the, you know, people know what to do.
It is, Andrea, but I suppose it's open to interpretation as well, depending on different committees. And I've seen this down through the years being involved in top level at Camogie as well, where you get reports sent in and you're looking, and a referee may have put down a word or something else, or maybe there's a name missing from an umpire or a linesman or something, and people are looking for that kind of technicalities to try and get away with something. And you know, that's what happens in a court of law. You obviously have people that are looking for these things as well, but I think everything needs to be tightened up, that if there is any type of physical or verbal assault on any of our match officials, and that goes for our players as well, not just our officials, it should be severely dealt with. And there's too many incidents of all this happening. If you actually go onto Google at the minute and you look for assault on a referee, and I know this covers soccer and rugby, the whole lot, there's over 18,000 searches for assaults on referees at the minute. Like, that is too many. It's unbelievable. And unless we start cracking down and giving out, I mean, I'll just mention the video on Monday. We've all seen it, but I mean, fair play to those people that actually went out to assist that man, because if not,
You're saying it is, and it's difficult. The guards, as I said, are investigating the incident, and we can't speculate as to the who, what, when, where, or how. And as Kieran mentioned, they'll have to wait to get that referee's report. But I accept your point. Accept your point, Martin, on that.
Well, like, it's not only just a Monday. I mean, that could be anybody, any day of the week, going out to a venue, whether it be an under 14 or an under 15 game or a Camogie game. It's very hard for those individuals to try and even go out and try and support a referee for fear of maybe getting the belt themselves or getting injured, you know. So it is a very lonely place for a referee if he's there on his own.
Michael Ryder's a referee as well. Michael's the chairman of the underage clubs in County Galway. Do you feel that too, Michael? I mean, when you're that level maybe at times of isolation when you're reffing matches?
Well, thank you, Andrew, for calling me. I think that when you take control of a game, it's up to the referee, and every referee does this. He lays down the rules to the two captains in advance of the match, and he tells them what he expects. Now, in Galway, at the beginning of the year, in February, March, we do bring in the managers of and the chairpersons and secretaries of each club, and we lay down the law with them, what we expect of their teams throughout the year. Because we do say to them, we don't want to see you in front of the CCC because we will not defend you. So it's up to yourself to behave on the sideline, coach the players in a proper manner, because it is not easy on a ref. Because I ref the match last night in Clifton, so I left Toome at about 4:15 to go out for a match at 7 o'clock. Okay, I was in advance, but this is the sort of time referees give. Okay, they get a few pounds expenses.
Yeah.
It's minimum. It's not even 50 euros. So referees don't go out to do a bad match. Every referee is well coached during the beginning of the year. They're brought in and they're coached by top officials in the country how to ref a match and make sure that they're up to date with the rules. Okay, when I ref the match tonight, I lay down the law, what I expect, proper pickups, proper hand passes, and I will not accept any crap from anyone. And you deal with it.
Yeah. And every do you ref feel respected, Michael, generally, you know, like in your experience over the years, do you feel that there is respect for referees?
Since the new rules have come in, the best respect is if they don't do what you say, you bring it to 50 metres. So that's the best punishment for anyone. You just move it on 50 metres and move on the game quick. I mean, during the match, a referee will keep telling players, you know, if you keep fouling, I have no choice but to punish you with a yellow card, and he'll deal with it. But we have over 1,200 games here at underage in Galway throughout the year. And thank God, there's only a few incidents that we'll have to go to CC. But thank God, very minimum. And I'm sorry for this, John O'Connell. And I please God that he's okay and recovers and gets back on the field very quickly. But as I said, every referee goes out to do their best at every match.
Absolutely.
And they
as
try
you say,
to encourage this sport.
The time that you and so many others and Martin and many others as well, Michael, are given. Linda Gorman is with us. Linda's a former Irish player, coach, Ireland's first female international soccer manager as well. Linda, do we have an issue with respect generally towards referees at matches?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it starts at grassroots where don't appear to be consequences, because that's where it's all learned. And particularly it's very, very bad atmosphere for young players to experience. Now, given that at the schoolboy, schoolgirl level, you usually have young, inexperienced referees. And sometimes coaches and parents use that as a license to abuse referees, which is absolutely not tolerable.
And some of the referees, because, I should say, you know, very experienced and played themselves over the years. And I think, as Michael mentioned, you know, even the level of coaching that referees would go through. But even, you know, aside from all of that, though, it's just in general, it's kind of a level of respect from spectators too, Linda, isn't it? You know, that's
exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it's people on the sidelines, whether it be coaches, parents on the sideline. When young players see that the parents or the coaches are abusing referees, which they don't get the point that referees make mistakes. They also rarely, if ever, only since VAR came along, will they change their mind. So once you get a grasp of that, but you have to remember that sport as an activity is a character builder. And if parents are seen to abuse referees, then young players will see that as an example that they can do it. I mean, referees have a very, very tough job to do. There are umpteen rules in the referees book, but to rely on the new rules as, look, it's not me, this is the new rules. They need to be implementing the rules as they go along. Now, I differentiate between experienced and inexperienced. The general experienced referee will set the tone with the players before the match, and you often hear, listen, You'll get one chance and after that you're off.
You're gone.
So the players know what to expect. But when you have interference from the sideline, particularly for young, impressionable players, the atmosphere and the joy of the game is gone.
I was just going to make the point that, you know, just similar to you, Linda, as well, listener getting in touch to say, I feel the problem with referees is often caused by the association itself. I've witnessed a player been sent off instead of the GAA backing the referee up. They've overturned the card and it seemed there was no respect for the officials. So why would there be any from the players? And another referee in Cork has got in touch to say, the only way things will change is if there's lifetime bans for any kind of physical abuse towards referees or the umpires and linesmen. I think that is the only way to try and crack down on this. And that, as I said, comes in from a ref themselves in Cork. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. For the moment, we'll leave it there. That's Linda Gorman, Martin Quilley, Paddy Osborne, Michael Ryder there, and Kieran Keating, who is the chairperson of the GAA in County Clare as well. An investigation too underway by the guards in relation to that incident at the under 15 match in Kilrush in County Clare that happened earlier this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.